Verse 16, now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. This is the cultural center of the world, Athens. And when you think of Athens, you think of culture. But it was a city filled with idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. I went down to that market. It's right at the foot of the Acropolis. And I could imagine Paul walking up and down. He was a tent maker, you know. I think he sold a few tents while he's there. And while he's selling a few tents, you know what he's talking about? The Lord Jesus. The people began to get interested in what happened. Verse 18, then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. Now, the Epicureans, their philosophy, it was more or less hedonistic. And the Stoics was, well, that's what it was. They were stoical. They believed in restraint. The Epicureans believed that you go the limit. The way that you overcome the flesh, the Epicureans thought, is just give it all that it wants. If you want liquor, drink all you want to. Sex, well, believe me, the Epicureans could really join in the new morality. So-called new wasn't even new for the Epicureans. And the Stoics, they believe you ought to hold the body under control. This was basically the philosophy of the two. Now, they came to him, and some said, what will this babbler say? They say, my, this fellow Paul is sure a speaker. He does a lot of talking. Others, some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they thought the resurrection was the name of a god. You see, this was entirely new to them. Now, I hear people say today that Paul got his idea from Platonism and that he really didn't believe in the bodily resurrection, but Platonism, that which was actually a spiritual resurrection, or more or less of the influence of the individual permeating society and that type of thing. You hear it today. It's liberalism, and it's nothing in the world, of course, but old Greek philosophy. And so these men, philosophers as they were, they didn't quite understand Paul. I think Paul was a little too deep for them, and philosophy had gone to seed in Athens at this particular time.